Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. Make sure you comment. This is come on Patreon, keep on going. I might have to sneeze as it's going along. Anyway, it's about the late and unlamented Jeffrey Epstein of unhappy and inglorious memory, who was called to Inglory in the summer of 2019, whilst he was in a New York prison awaiting multiple charges of sex crimes against young women, against girls, as in below the age of consent. In some states it's 18, some states it's 16. In the United States, trafficking children for the purpose of sexual exploitation and so forth. So it was something like 34 people had accused him, and that was it. And crimes stretching back roughly 20 years prior to that. He was facing decades-long sentence if convicted on all charges. And then it was announced that he'd committed suicide in his cell in August 2019. The New York City Medical Examiner, he officially ruled that, like a coroner. I'm gonna have to sneeze, excuse me. But let me go on. So, wow, how surprising it is. Anyway, but why would he do that? He was not in a suicidal state beforehand. He was ebullient, because you see, he was smirking. He was actually quite confident of his situation. As I've seen some of the videos when he was interviewed by law enforcement in relation to the charges against him, and he is haughty, self-assured, dismissive, often pleading his Fifth Amendment privilege, as he will refuse to answer the question. Even things are quite easy to answer. And, offered the chance to sort of exculpate Prince Andrew and others and didn't take it, which is quite damning for Prince Andrew. So he wouldn't deny thought of things that you think anyone in his right mind, any innocent person would deny about, sex crimes against minors or whatever, which I would think doesn't look good for him. Why would he not deny it? Maybe because we proved and then we got on perjury as well. But Epstein, so he thought there was everything to play for. He had a fortune of $600 million at the time. We all know that money buys justice, or rather injustice, in the United States. He had a superb legal team, Professor Alan Dershowitz on his side. They could probably frame it as an anti-Semitic witch hunt or something like that. So he'd probably beat some of the charges. He could do a plea bargain, which he'd done successfully in Florida, in about 2010, got a slap on the wrist, sort of 1 year. And whatever county jail, which is apparently a soft one, and allowed out on work release to his office several hours a day. So he could have done something like that. And rather than serving 50 years, maybe serving 10 years release after five, something like that could be in club fed. So there was still much to play for in the United States. So he didn't, there wasn't a reason to take his life. He's in good health despite that. Despite you think, my goodness, what a horrific thing, people believing you committed the most abominable crimes. But he was conscienceless, like his dear friend, Donald Trump, and so on. So anyway, Mark Epstein, the brother of Jeffrey, hired a different forensic pathologist. And he said that the injuries in the victim's neck looked more like strangulation and not suicide hanging and so on. There are lots of broken bones in his neck and so on, like in the hyoid bone. And things went wrong. There's this alarming concatenation of events, of things that happened, of things that didn't happen, the dog that didn't bark in the night you'd expect to happen that didn't happen. It's more than just a coincidence. So that he was meant to be on suicide watch, the prison officers coming to check in every 30 minutes, and they didn't do it for several hours. And then there was the falsification of records. Why? Why? Severe breach of discipline. It was his suicide was astonishingly convenient for very powerful people like Bill Clinton, like Donald Trump, like Prince Andrew, possibly others. Dead men tell no tales. Was it to silence him? We know that Trump would stop at nothing. He backstabs his friends. He's like a mass murderer. He's a cheerleader for atrocities in Gaza. It's not remotely surprising. Bill Clinton is a mass murderer overseas in the United States. It was completely to be expected that he would murder just one more person to get his own way. Prince Andrew has many, many faults. I think violence is not one of them, actually. So it's better for them that he goes away. Maybe is the public fury satiated, but then he can't sing like a canary. Maybe that's one of the things he's threatening. let me out, or at least go easy on me, or else I'll tell all and you'll be going down with me. Or you could even make false accusations. So he was the Manhattan Correctional Center. So the security cameras stopped functioning for several hours. Some of the footage was lost. And why did it all happen at exactly the same time in any one part of the prison? So far as I know, the only ever time it's ever happened. Goodness, he'd been on suicide watch. He was taken off suicide watch and things like that. Why was all this done? What the timing and so on before his trial could actually start? So it's actually suited the purposes of people who wanted him to be silenced forever. So he was upbeat and he thought, bail hearings were coming up, okay, or he's going to at least beat some of the charges. He signed a will only 2 days before his death. So okay, so why was he expecting to die, or do people like what was in the will? Want him dead before he changed it again, and so on. So Mark Epstein's, he believed that that Jeffrey did not take his own life, had never been suicidal before, no history of mental illness and things like that. So really, it just is astonishing. He had very powerful connections, and I'm saying this partly because it's fresh in my mind because it's read Entitled by Andrew Loney, that very damning biography of the gruesome twosome, the Duke and Duchess of York, Prince Andrew and Fergie. And of course, the late Virginia Giuffre, or she was Virginia Roberts originally, an alleged victim of Prince Andrew. He paid her an undisclosed sum, widely said to be £12 million, for someone he said he never met. He has met me. Why isn't he paying me even more than 12 million quid? Funny that. He didn't admit any liability, said that she was a victim of abuse, didn't say that he abused her, or didn't say the abuse was sexual. Anyway, so she got her money and she wrote a biography and then she took her own life in April this year. I think she's married. I think her marriage is breaking down. But he has three children. And women with children, the more children they have, the less likely they are to end their own lives. Was it something to do with what Epstein had done to her? Possibly. It made me think, was that actually murder as well? I mean, I've not heard any suggestion it is. This is sheer conjecture, and probably she did end her own life. But you think, would that suit anybody's purpose to silence her? Maybe not, because he already said it all multiple times. I mean, Virginia Giuffre, he could go for her as an unreliable witness, saying she said that he was drinking alcohol. He's well known to be teetotal. Apparently, does occasionally drink small amounts. Or she accused Alan Dershowitz many, many times, and then said, oh, she's wrong about that one. Okay, so maybe one witness is a bit tainted, but there are still others and lots, and the Lolita Express flight logs. So I think Jeffrey Epstein, had he lived, he was going to be convicted of at least few of the charges. He was going to go to prison for at least several years, but it might have been decades. But it wouldn't be remotely surprising if he was murdered in the orders of a very wealthy, powerful, well-connected person. Was it even Mossad? He's said to be an agent of the Mossad. He was certainly an outspoken Zionist and funder of theirs, and worried that he would reveal things and stuff like that. And Ghislaine Maxwell, her father, Robert Maxwell, was also a Mossad agent, an agent for communist tyranny as well. Some people think he was murdered by Mossad, partly because he was threatening to tell all. I don't know. Was it an accident? Was it suicide? When Robert Maxwell fell off his yacht, the Lady Ghislaine, named it after his youngest child, favourite child, Ghislaine Maxwell, fell off his yacht off the coast of Spain in 1991 when he's facing financial disaster. So, what do you think? There's been no adequate explanation of why all these things went wrong, making the murder of him very possible. But who could have come in and out? Maybe the other prisoners did it. Murder within prison is far from unknown in the United States. Did they get some payoff? Did they get their sentence reduced or whatever? So there are all sorts of people who had a very good reason to want him dead, and they were the ones who could pay prisons, who could pay prison guards, who could pay the police, pay the judges, whoever, who had the behind the scenes connections. The FBI, whoever it was to do it, gangsters, I don't know, but nothing would surprise me. So there's a lot more to get to the bottom of this. It really doesn't smell right. It's very, very hard to believe he ended his own life. And they didn't follow protocol. It was supposed to be treated as a crime scene to take photos of this, but they didn't do that. So we don't know exactly what position he was when he died. Was this remotely consistent with suicide rather than a murder? They tried to make it impossible, take away anything that people could use with to commit self-destruction. Anyway, thanks for watching the channel. Make sure to subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Bye-bye.